Listener Production.
3 degrees in Hobart. Morning, Tessa Randello here with you. Tasmania's seen a 17% increase in the number of serious crashes, up 30% for motorbikes. It comes as a 28-year-old woman died in a head-on collision at the weekend near Dromedary. Tasmania's road toll now sits at 15. That's lower than this time last year. Tasmania is the least affordable city to be driving around in. We're spending an average of $20,000 a year on our vehicles. It comes as rising inflation rates have pushed up the price of car loan repayments, tyres, petrols and getting a service. The Australian Automotive Association compared the price of driving with the average income. Support for the Voice to Parliament continues to decline across the country, according to a fresh news poll out this morning. Just 46% of voters are committed to ticking the yes box, only 3% more than the 43% in the no camp. Tasmania will get an equal say in the vote, with a yes from both the majority of voters and the majority of states needed to succeed. And the University of Tasmania has claimed its spot on the international stage, now fifth in the world for its performance against 17 Sustainable Development Goals, going up against 1,500 universities. PhD student Rachel Kennedy says research into the oceans is just part of Tassie.
In a Tasmanian point of view, you can think of the sustainability of the fisheries. So are they viable and will they be viable into the future? Looking at marine environments, are they healthy? Are they thriving?
Two Sunday thrillers in the AFL. Bombers super sub Massimo D'Ambrosio snapped the winner in a one-goal win for the Kangas, while Marlon Pickett's running goal sunk the Giants, reviving memories of his similar effort in the 2019 Grand Final. And interim coach Andrew McWalter says Jack Riewoldt was a handful with 5 goals.
I don't think I've ever met anyone as competitive as Jack. Like, he's such a proud person. He's clearly not able to do what he did in 2017, but he just finds a way.